Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering whether to put a measure on the ballot.
I'm very concerned about our budget.
Governor Rick Snyder.
It's Wednesday, the morning we talk with Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, about what's going on in state politics. Yesterday was Election Day. Grand Rapids has a new mayor, Rosalind Bliss, received 66% of the vote in yesterday's primary, which means she wins outright. She will be the city's first female mayor. Jack, tell us about Bliss.
Well, it was almost more like a coronation than an election. She was endorsed by the outgoing mayor, who was term limited, George Hartwell, who was very popular, and she's sort of an amazing story. She's from the Upper Peninsula. She's, I think, the seventh of 10 children. She had to battle Bright's disease and is a social worker, was first elected as a commissioner a few years ago, and seems to be sort of universally popular. She said she'd sort of continue the present mayor's agenda, except be focused more on local concerns. You know, she's very popular now, but now that she's the top person, it'll remain to be seen whether she can sustain that popularity in a city which, like all cities, has its share of problems.
Anything else of note strike you about yesterday's races?
Well, most are all renewal millages for various things passed. It was a mixed bag on those that were where people were asking for new millage money. Most public safety millages passed. One major school millage in Madison Heights, a Detroit suburb, was defeated. Another one in Hudsonsville passed. So, and I haven't looked at everything. It looks kind of like a mixed bag. People are willing to continue the tax spending they're doing already, but they're sort of ambiguous on new taxes.
Members of the Detroit Public School Board say Governor Snyder and state-appointed emergency managers have discriminated against black children by creating an education system that is separate and unequal. Allegations include misspending public funds and violating the rights of special education students. The board filed a federal civil rights complaint against Snyder. Herman Davis is the board's president. Now, he says board members had no other way to address their concerns. Is he right?
Well, he's certainly right in the fact that the Detroit School Board, of course, has been disempowered. There have been emergency managers for years. Part of this is they're trying to get people to remember they still exist. They're trying to get attention. It's sort of a kind of all-encompassing, let's sue them for everything we can think of in the kitchen sink. I think some of their charges may well have merit. There's been a lot of charges, credible charges of mismanagement, especially when it comes to the EAA, the Special Education District for the Most Disadvantaged Schools. But the idea that the governor's created a discrimination by coming up with this all-black school district is a bit absurd because it's sort of an all-black school population. So I'm not quite sure where, if any place, this will go. There's been a debate for years about whether it's time to return to an elected school board versus an emergency manager system. People say they want to do that. The governor, in fact, has said that that's an eventual goal, but they're not ready yet. So I'm not quite sure of the merits of this particular lawsuit or how much attention people will pay to it.
And finally, the Detroit News recently reported that 20% of Michigan lawmakers don't have a college degree. Does that surprise you?
I think it's not very surprising, given that a minority of people in the state, a minority of adults, I think only about a little more than a quarter of all adults in Michigan have a college degree. The question is, how much does that matter? And some people looked at, have studied this, have said, well, it's not important for legislators to perhaps graduate, but it's important for them to have had at least some college experience. They have some sort of broadening of their horizons. Of course, you've got, on the other hand, you've got a lot of attorneys, you've got a lot of realtors. There are a lot of people there that do have higher education. So it may be a question of how great your life experience is, how broad your outlook is, and how many intellectual resources you have, rather than paper degrees.
All right, Jack. As always, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst.